In this mindfulness practice, we are going to be focusing on becoming aware of our thoughts and learning how to respond differently to them. Learning how to step back from our thoughts, not getting automatically hooked by them and buying into them, or falling into a pattern of arguing and resisting our thoughts. Instead, we'll be noticing our thoughts for what they are, which are mental events, noticing how we are separate to them, and practicing letting them go. Before we start, just take a few moments to anchor yourself into the present moment, dropping into your body and noticing where your body makes contact with the chair that you're sitting on or the bed that you're lying on. Just noticing with interest and curiosity the different points of contact your body makes with the surface that it rests against. And then becoming aware of your breath moving in and out of your body. Just noticing how your body expands and contracts with each in-breath and out-breath, and how those points of contact change with each in-breath and out-breath. For the purposes of this practice, you can bring to mind a difficult experience that you're having in your life at the moment, or a difficult emotion that you're struggling with, or an unpleasant physical pain or discomfort that you're experiencing. You might need to bring to mind a situation in your mind's eye in which you have experienced some upsetting or difficult emotion, or you might have to bring your attention deliberately to a part of your body that is painful. And as you notice these difficult emotions or physical sensations, you might become aware that you have thoughts and associations in response to these. When you start to notice your mind getting busy, take a moment to notice the quality of your thoughts. See if you can bring an attitude of interest and curiosity to this, being open to your thoughts, observing them. As you start to get to notice your thoughts better, start by asking yourself, what time zone are my thoughts in? Are they thoughts to do with the future? Am I planning, thinking ahead, guessing what's around the corner? Or are your thoughts in the present? Are you evaluating, judging, commenting on your present experience? Or are your thoughts in the past? Are you caught up in some memory, some unresolved previous event? Just noticing with interest and curiosity the time zone that your mind is in at the moment. And once you've done that, just allow those particular thoughts to go. You don't have to hold on to them. And very gently bring your awareness just back to your breathing. It's focusing on the sensations of air moving in and out of your body. Then, when your mind wanders off again, when you get hooked by thoughts, you can notice the time zone that they go into, the past, present, or future. But this time, see if you can notice where you get a felt sense of your thoughts. However you make sense of that. Are they inside your head? Are they outside your head? Are they above, below, behind? Where do you get a felt sense of your thoughts? And again, just notice that with interest and curiosity. Once you've done that, just allow those thoughts to go. You don't have to hold on to them. And just gently come back to your breathing. Just focusing on the here and the now with each in breath and out breath. And then when your mind wanders off again, back to this emotional or physical difficulty, or perhaps something different, when your mind wanders off again, you can notice the time zone that your mind goes off into, the past, the present, the future. Notice where you get a felt sense of these thoughts. At this time also notice, do you think in the form of words or pictures? If it's words, is it a voice that you recognize? Is it loud, quiet? What's the tone of the voice? If it's pictures, are they black and white or are they colour? Or maybe you think in a mixture of both. There's no right answer. It's just noticing the quality of your thoughts. Once you've done that, let those thoughts go as best you can and very gently bring your awareness back to your breathing, here and now. Then just as we're getting to know the quality of our thoughts a little bit better, next time your mind wanders off, you notice the time zone that your mind goes to. You notice where you get a felt sense of your thoughts. You notice whether you're thinking in the form of words or pictures. And then just notice whether your thoughts are moving or still. And if they're moving, how fast are they moving and in what direction? And if they're still, whereabouts are they hovering? Once you've done that, you just let go of your thoughts and come back to your breathing. We're going to focus on our breath, and we're going to use that as our anchor point into the present moment. Just allowing our bodies to be breathed. And noticing whenever our minds get busy and start making thoughts. And when that happens, just observe the thoughts. Notice them with that curiosity and interest. And instead of getting caught up in the thoughts, perhaps arguing with them or trying to push them away or not think about them, or agreeing with them, going along with what they say, just see if you can allow those thoughts to go. Just gently let go of the thoughts. And then bring your awareness back just to your breathing. In the here and now, with each in breath and out breath. And each time that your mind wanders, you acknowledge that that's happened, and without any criticism or judgment, you let the thought go and very gently guide your attention back to your breathing, to your anchor point in the present moment. And you're not going to do this just once, you're going to do it over and over and over again. And as you're doing this, notice that there's two things happening. There's thinking and there's observing. Your mind is thinking, it's making thoughts. It makes thoughts in the same way that your mouth makes saliva and your stomach makes stomach acid. Your mind makes thoughts, it's what it does. And there's also observing going on. You are observing your thoughts. You're watching them. And here's the thing. If you can watch your thoughts, you can't be them. You don't have to agree with that. All you have to do is notice any thoughts that come up in your mind as a result of that. Notice that you are watching them. You're watching these thoughts. And you then choose what you do with those thoughts. Do you agree with them and buy into them? Do you argue with them and try and resist them? Or do you just observe them and then let them go? So just noticing your breath, using that as an anchor. Whenever you get hooked by a thought, notice that that's happened. And when you do notice that without criticizing yourself, very gently allow the thought to go and return your attention to your breathing. Becoming aware of the fact that you are observing your thoughts, you are noticing them. If you can notice them, you can't be them. In the same way that you notice your breath, you're not your breath, it's part of your experience, but it's not you. The same thing applies to your thoughts. You can notice your thoughts, they are part of your experience, but they are not you. You are something different to your thoughts. And you're also bigger than your thoughts. You might notice that you have lots of thoughts very quickly, one after another. And you are able to notice all of these. You are able to make room for all of these thoughts. And you also get to choose to let these thoughts go, if you choose to. Just bringing your awareness back to your breathing. Focusing in your attention on your breath. And the next time that your mind wanders off, the next time you get hooked by a thought, all I want you to do is label what's happening. And what's happening is thinking. So next time your mind wanders off, just silently say to yourself, thinking. Let the thought go and bring your attention back to your breathing. Don't get caught up in the content of the thought. Just notice what is happening. And what is happening is thinking. So keeping your attention on your breath. When your mind hooks you, you just label what is happening, thinking. Let the thought go. Gently guide your attention back to your breathing. Reminding yourself that you are observing your thoughts. You are not them. You are different to them and you are bigger than them. mind gets busy again, you can notice what the particular thought is that your mind has produced. You can say that thought silently to yourself, and then you can insert these words just before it. My mind is having the thought that. And then see if you can let that thought go. My mind is having the thought that. And once you let the thought go, you come back to your breathing. The next time, when your mind hooks you with a thought, you can say to yourself, I'm noticing that my mind is having the thought that. And then let that thought go. I'm noticing that my mind is having the thought that. And come back to your anchor point, to your breathing. And our minds make thoughts, and our thoughts are much like clouds. Some days there are lots of clouds in the sky, and some days there are very few. It's a clear blue sky. And the clouds can be dark and rain-filled, or the clouds can be light and fluffy. And the clouds constantly change, they never stay the same. Much like our thoughts. Some of our thoughts can be dark, and some of them can be pleasant and happy. But all of those clouds are contained within the sky. The sky is this vast expanse that contains all the clouds. It doesn't make any sense to say that the clouds can hurt the sky. The sky is something qualitatively different. It's vast, it's expansive, and it contains everything. And in much the same way, our thoughts constantly change. They can be dark, they can be light, but we are something qualitatively different to our thoughts. We are this space of awareness, in which we can observe our thoughts. And just see if you can imagine yourself being in this vast expanse of awareness that is the sky. And just imagining your thoughts are like the clouds, and just noticing them as they blow in and blow out. You don't have to hold on to them, you can let them go. And just allowing yourself to remain in this observer self position where you're watching your thoughts. Turn your attention to other experiences that you're having. Your breathing, just notice yourself observing it. You can observe your breath. Observe the physical sensations that you feel in your body at the moment. Observe the emotions that you feel. Observe whatever it is that you can hear. What can you see behind your eyelids? And then, as we are bringing this practice to a close, come back to observing what it is that you're thinking right now. And notice, like your breath and your physical sensations and your senses, it's just another aspect of your experience that you can observe. It is not you, you are bigger than it. And starting to see if you can get a sense of all of these things at the same time, all happening in the present moment, in the here and the now, with you observing all of them. And then, when you're ready, in your own time, just open up your eyes and come back into the room.